Is there a conspiracy to make America fat? Are we just lazy, overfed couch potatoes? Or is there a conspiracy? Well, got an email about this guy, and I said, all right, we'll talk to him. That's fine. He runs his own health food store. It's called the All American Nutrition Store, which he started back in 1996. Also ran an aviation company at one time. Got a website called WhyIsAmericaSoFat.com, and also has a book by the same name, Why is America So Fat? His name is Ben Kennedy. And he essentially is saying that there is a conspiracy between the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the pharmaceutical companies, and certain doctors. And the conspiracy is to keep Americans dependent on drugs, on prescription drugs. And that is making them fat. So he's got to sort this out right now. First of all, let me welcome Ben Kennedy to KDKA. Ben?
Hey, Mike, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Now, you're not a doctor, right?
No, I'm just a guy that's, like you, is concerned about my own health, and I think you can see the picture on the back of the book there. I'm pretty lean.
I don't have a copy of the book. I just have a copy of the email that was sent here. I wasn't so much concerned about the book. I mean, that's fine. We're mentioning your book. If you want to read more about it, read the book.
Sure.
You're not a doctor. You are not. You run a store as a health food.
Right. But I guess my point, and you know, you can see the same pictures on the website. I have about 8% body fat, so I think I am qualified to help people to lose weight. On the other hand, what my book is really about is more politics than it is health.
Okay, and that's what we want to get into, this conspiracy. You're alleging, you're saying there's a conspiracy.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a conspiracy. I'm just trying to determine why there's so many fat people walking around. You know, I lived back in the 70s, and I got to say, you know, talking to somebody up there in Pittsburgh, man, I've been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for over 30 years, and I know we're not talking sports, but, you know, sometimes I go back and watch some of the old Super Bowl games that were, you know, 74, I think it was, 76, and, you know, the crowd looks so much different. Well, I grew up then, and, I mean, there was a fast food restaurant on every corner. You know, life really wasn't that much different. Both of my parents worked. So, you know, why is it that here we are 30 years later and the food supply hasn't changed that much? And I actually think more people are working out today than they did in the 70s, and yet there's so many more fat people walking around.
You're absolutely right. Your observation is absolutely correct. There's probably a number of reasons for it. Hold on the line. We're going to take care of some sponsors here, and then we're going to get right into this to find out why you think it is that Americans are so fat. All right? Ben Kennedy, his website is whyisamericasofat.com, and he's got a book called Why is America So Fat? So if you want to check that out, you certainly can. But we're going to hear more about it. We're going to delve into it. I've got questions for him. Why is America so fat? Good question.
Now back to Pintech Place on News Talk 1020 KDKA.
Be careful. Those opinions are still hot.
10:18 on News Talk 1020 KDKA. So why is America so fat? You've noticed it. I've noticed. Everybody's noticed it. And we keep hearing about screaming headlines, the obesity epidemic in America. Well, my guest Ben Kennedy says, you don't like the word conspiracy? I would say that's a fair characterization of what you're saying. It's a conspiracy to make America fat.
Well, a lot of things.
You're saying that not much has changed since, what, I think you said the 70s. You said you were watching some old clips of...
I don't think our lifestyles have changed that much since the 70s.
I don't know about that, because, I mean, on one side, you're right. There's a lot of fast food that Americans were hooked on burgers and fries, no question about that. But things have changed. There's more processed foods today than ever before that are just engorged with sugar. You've got kids who spend most of their time either watching TV or on the Internet. And you just drive through any neighborhood. Very rarely do you see kids out playing.
Well, see, I grew up in the 70s, and, you know, I spent a lot of time watching television myself. So that's what I think I'm qualified to say. I don't think there is much difference. And the reason I don't like conspiracies is because I think it's more about just business in America, and which usually boils down to making money.
All right, so explain.
Well,
what's going on according to you?
Well, let's look at all the effects of being overweight. It causes problems like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. Those alone account for maybe $100 billion in prescription drug sales to treat those problems. So, come on, Mike, these companies are making a ton of money. Do you really think they want people to lose weight and not be a customer anymore?
Well, even if that were so, they can't force people to eat and get fat.
Well, again, though, is it the food that's causing a problem? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm somebody who could eat fast food every day for a month and only eat fast food, and I could probably lose weight. But you know what? If I started taking Paxil every day, I'd gain 100 pounds. Now, why is that? Because the drug will drastically alter your body chemistry to where, you know, you'll gain weight and there's nothing you can do about it. And I figured all this out starting with conversations that I had with a lot of women who were just frustrated because they were working out 7 days a week. They were eating really what you would call a perfect diet. They were cooking all their own meals. They were eating a lot of fish, a lot of low-fat, non-processed foods, and yet they gained 20 pounds over, say, 2 or 3 months. And then, you know, some of these women were almost crying in frustration, saying, look, what can I do to lose this weight? And then it started coming up over and over again, you know, well, you know, when did you start gaining this weight? You know, what else is going on in your life? And they would tell me, well, you know, I went to the doctor and they put me on this antidepressant, and that's really when I started gaining weight. And then I got out a physician's desk reference, which is available to anybody in the library, and sure enough, there in the side effects is weight gain. And all I'm saying is, why isn't that information out there in the public so that everyone will understand that?
Well, you're right. It's not out there the way it should be. I remember reading an article recently about, it's not just antidepressants, there are all kinds of other drugs.
No, and I'd list
that one of the side effects is weight gain.
Right, and I'll tell you what, they're some of the best-selling drugs. Lipitor, Pfizer sold $8 billion. That's $8 billion in 2002. Their sales are probably higher now because you see an advertisement every time you turn on television. And that's one, you know, that's for cholesterol, that the listed side effect is weight gain. And that's probably the...
Boy, there's a vicious circle for you. So we gain weight, you get more cholesterol, so you take more Lipitor.
Right. Well, or another drug. And that's exactly what, you know, I bring up. And I think that's what's happening, is that people get to the point where they're taking 4 or 5 drugs, and chances are you're taking 1 or 2 that are causing weight gain. And then, yeah, weight gain is going to cause other problems like high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So guess what? You go back to the doctor and he treats you with another drug that, you know, causes another side effect.
Yeah. Ben Kennedy is who we're talking to. He's not a doctor. He's just a guy who runs a nutrition store, his own health food store, All American Nutrition. Where is that?
It's in Louisville, Kentucky. And actually, what I am is a political scientist. So, you know, if I sound a little cynical, it's because usually political type stuff, you know, you get down to the...
Okay, well, I understand. Okay, I don't want to dwell on that. Let me, because I want to get to the meat here. Isn't it true though that they got your dander up when the FDA banned ephedra? I mean, wasn't that a part of your business?
Oh, sure. We sold ephedra products, but you know, I'm a retailer like Walmart. You know, and how bad was it going to affect Walmart, because they sold the product too? And you know, you just move on to another product. What made me angry is that it moved a viable product that really worked and helped people lose weight from the market, and the thing that made me most angry was that it was only the ephedra weight loss products that were banned. See, if something's, you know, dangerous, and I can buy into that, you know, obviously there are things that are bad for humans and shouldn't be on the market, but when you only ban the weight loss form of the product and you leave all these other cold and flu medications on the market, isn't that proof that their only concern is to get rid of a product for weight loss?
Wait a minute. Ephedra is used for what? I thought it was just used for weight loss.
No, it's in all the cold and flu medications, and that's by the FDA's own definition of what ephedra is. And I can name 2 products, Primatene, which you can go to any drugstore up there in Pittsburgh and find today, or Bronchaid is another one that have the absolute exact version of ephedra that was in all these weight loss products that was banned.
It's at the same levels, at the same...
Actually, it's at a higher level. At a higher level.
I'm almost out of time on this, I just want to make this point here, or get this from you. The point was that ephedra was causing health problems for people. In fact, in some cases, people died because of it.
Well, that was the claim by the FDA, but according to evidence that I go over, nobody was ever proven to have died. And that was the whole, and that's why you may call it conspiracy. I call it fraud by our federal government And I think it was pushed by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, I do know, and I know this from personal experience, that prescription drugs can make you gain weight. And I just have one, and you probably, I don't know whether you can even answer this. If you go off these drugs, do you go back to normal?
You know, that's a good question. I think you will over a period of time, but again, it alters your biochemistry. And a point I try to make with people, Mike, is you need to take control of your own health. There are a lot of alternatives. The best one is plain old fish oil was found by Harvard Medical School to be more effective for treating certain serious psychiatric illnesses than Prozac.
Fish oil?
Just plain old fish oil, which you can get from eating fish, or you can come to a supplement store like mine and buy for about $5. Versus taking Prozac that will make you gain weight and do who knows what else that costs $300.
All right, but see, now this is where we're going to part company, because, I mean, literally, because I'm out of time here, but you're not a doctor, and neither am I. But we should not be prescribing fish oil instead of Prozac.
Well, and I'm not trying to, Mike, but, you know, I just quoted Harvard Medical School, and I can certainly go read their research studies and make a decision for my body. And I'll tell you what, I'll take fish oil before I let a doctor put me on Prozac.
All right, sir. Ben Kennedy, check out his website, Why is America So Fat? The title of his book is Why is America So Fat? Check it out there on his website. It is 10:25 on News Talk 1020 KDKA. We'll check the news.